Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 344. Here is the extracted text from the image. 5 lit it at 6 o'clock myself. On Saturdays, I always lit it, but weekdays, it would always be lit when I got there. On Saturdays, I always got there at 5 o'clock. This Saturday, he got me there an hour earlier and let me off later. There is a light in the basement down there at the foot of the ladder. He told me to keep that burning all the time. It has two little chains to it to turn on and turn off the gas. When I got there on making my rounds at 7 p.m. on the 26th of April, it was burning just as low as you could turn it, like a lightning bug. I left it Saturday morning burning bright. I made my rounds regularly every half hour Saturday night. I punched on the hour and punched on the half, and I made all my punches. The elevator doors on the street floor and office floor were closed when I got there on Saturday. They were fastened down just like we fasten them down every other night. When 3 o'clock came, I went down the basement and I went down and got ready to come back. I discovered the body. And I went down to the toilet, and when I got through, I looked at the dustbin back to the door to see how the door was. And it being dark, I picked up my lantern and went there. And I saw something laying there which I thought some of the boys had put there to scare me. Then I walked a little piece towards it, and I seen what it was, and I got out of there. I got up the ladder and called up police station. It was after 3 o'clock. I carried the officers down where I found the body. I tried to get Mr. Frank on the telephone and was still trying when the officers came. I guess I was trying about 8 minutes. I saw Mr. Frank Sunday morning at about 7 or 8 o'clock. He was coming in the office. He looked down on the floor and never spoke to me. He dropped his head right down this way. Mr. Frank was there 5. Based on the content of the text, it appears to be a statement or testimony related to a criminal investigation or a legal proceeding. The person is describing their routine, the lighting of a basement, and the discovery of a body, followed by their actions after the discovery, including notifying the police and attempting to contact someone named Mr. Frank. This suggests the text might be related to a murder or crime scene investigation.